I want to be really crystal clear that and offer my sincerest apologies to you all. I've already apologized to General Assembly members and other folks. But I want to be really crystal clear, like our staff did their jobs in the usual excellence that CPW does. And my apology comes from me because the area that has the most impact was the ball that I dropped. And so I apologize to all of you for the notification and the transparency pieces. Some of that, I'll just be real clear, like any learning organization, we are in the process of doing an internal after action review. If you follow those types of things, like that's to identify the things that went really well. They went like we thought they were gonna go. Some of the things we did pretty well, but they didn't come out like we thought they would, and identifying strategies and actions for improving the next go around. So we are in that process right now. And again, just my apologies for me being the weak link on this operation for CPW. And I recognized it when it was going on, what the impact was going to be, but it was doubled, tripled, and quadrupled down on as the days kind of played out. So I can't make it clear enough that our staff did their jobs and they did it really darn well. The less spectacular things are mine. I also want to say, like, in my experience, and I don't know all of why this is, but this particular species just elicits a lot of emotion. And as public servants, I say it's maybe perhaps the most honorable job anyone can take on, because we serve 5.8 million people and visitors to Colorado. Folks can say, it was a close vote or it was a distant vote or whatever, but those votes, other than saying it's a law, are something that CPW as a government agency, our job is to manage within the trust of the public, and that means serving everyone. That means we're trying to look across the spectrum of values, the needs and expectations of everyone, and figuring out, using what we know, to deliver the greatest benefits to the greatest number of beneficiaries. So I just want to say that because it's really important for me that the public knows that we're here for the whole darn public, and that means the Pro Wolf people, and that means the ranchers, and that means everybody in between. As long as I'm here, which may be hopefully a long time, we want to be that bridge. We are that bridge. I want to say to the rural communities, we are going to be there. We are there. We have been there with you all along. The people haven't changed. These are the same people that are part of your community that have those trusting relationships. And we don't want a particular species or any of our actions to result in severing those relationships that are so critically important and that all of us have worked so hard to develop. And we're gonna be there. And Commissioner Greenberg, thanks for bringing up our MOU. Thanks to you and your team has been amazing. And I say that because wolves are hard, and standing together to make sure that we can do this right and do it really well and show the rest of the world how to do this really well is gonna take these partnerships. It's gonna take many hands make light work going forward.